And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
As you probably heard by now, officials were forced to evacuate hundreds of families from their homes in the Durham Housing Authority's McDougald Terrace Apartments recently after about 40% of appliances in the facility were found to be emitting carbon monoxide. By all indication, there's plenty of blame to go around for the disaster, as city, county, and housing authority officials should all have been paying vastly more attention to the facility and others like it. Sadly, though, the problems in Durham aren't unique. All across North Carolina, publicly subsidized housing has long been ignored by government leaders. In fact, there are dozens of publicly supported developments throughout the state that receive failing grades according to 2019 inspections by the Department of Housing and Urban Development's Real Estate Assessment Center. This needs to change. Samuel Gunner of the North Carolina Housing Coalition recently said, "We have criminally underfunded our public housing system in this country for decades." The mess in Durham ought to spur politicians all over the state, particularly in the General Assembly, to dramatically increase investments in this vital public good. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.